It is a very warm and humid start to the month of September, and the heat will go on for much of this week. Right through Thursday, temperatures will be above seasonable levels with moderate to high levels of humidity. Finally, on Thursday, a cold front will pass. That will bring us the chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms, and then temperatures and the humidity will take a couple of steps back as we wrap the work week and head into the holiday weekend. But for now, it's warm and humid across our area, though it's not quite as humid as it was yesterday. Dew point temperatures today are a few degrees lower than they were yesterday afternoon, so it's not very humid, but basically it's regular humid across our area today. Our temperatures are mild again, though, running mainly in the 80s this afternoon, though we do have a few pockets of 70s, mainly across the North Country. Moving into tonight, the sky will be mostly clear to partly cloudy, and once again, some areas of fog are likely. It'll be on the muggy side, with overnight temperatures running generally in the upper 50s to lower and mid-60s. However, we may see a few mid-50s in the mountains north and west of the capital region. And the heat is on again tomorrow. With high pressure in control, temperatures will soar into the mid-80s across the higher elevations to right around 90 degrees in our valleys. But when you combine the heat and humidity, we will have heat index, or feels-like values, that are in the range of 85 to 90 degrees in the mountains and in the range of 90 to 95 degrees in our valley locations. The sky will be bright tomorrow. We're looking for sunshine, maybe a few clouds in the mix, and overall a very warm Wednesday is ahead. Moving into Thursday, we'll have a cold front that will work its way into the northeast, and that could set off a few showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures on Thursday will again be in the 80s to around 90 degrees with high levels of humidity. And then for Friday, following that cold frontal passage, temperatures will be back a few degrees, running basically in the upper 70s to lower 80s with lower levels of humidity. A quick check in the tropics this afternoon. Fred, which was a hurricane near the Cape Verde Islands yesterday, is now a tropical storm as it continues to move out into the open ocean. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, hot, humid, with a chance of showers and storms, high in the 80s to around 90. And on Friday, partly sunny and less humid, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.